Hello, everyone. Welcome to Camilo's Radio Hour here on Radio Laurier. It's 10 p.m., 10:01 here on the Wednesday night. I hope everyone's having a great week. Though this week's weather report saw a high degree of inconsistencies. It was nice and warm one day and cold like winter the next. Take Sunday, for example. It was so warm, it was sunny, you could have gone without a jacket. And Monday, it was rainy and gray, and there was wind, and it was a dark day. And Tuesday was pretty decent, and today it snowed. So, spring is making a lot of sense. Hopefully next week brings us more interesting weather reports for this news. As for school, it takes a long time to write reports. Sometimes you're not as efficient as you want to be. The goal of the week is to finish the papers before the due dates without doing any all-nighters or anything extra like that. So set yourself a time to do the paper and only work on it during the time and see how productive you will be. All things considered, you should be able to write a report in under a week if you know the content well enough and you have a good work schedule. So this is the plan for this week. I invite everybody to complete this challenge. Hopefully you have a paper to be working on. Holidays to be looking forward to. Last week of classes is coming up and we're all excited it's going to end. And exam season is usually less demanding for most of us. It gets harder if you have both exams and final assignments due throughout the exam period, but I think that's pretty rare. It's significantly less stressful if all you have are multiple choice exams. So I extend my sympathies for anyone writing essay exams. That's always a lot of responsibilities, putting together an essay and memorizing it. Helpful, but it takes dedication. It's not impossible, so at least there's that to look up to. In other news, I hope you're up for another dive into the world of Bob Dylan. Tonight, we're going to be looking at another aspect of his life, informing you more about Bob Dylan, who he is, what he did, if he matters, and why he's considered the best singer-songwriter of modern history. This show is integrated with hand-picked song selections that will give you an immersive experience into the concepts we will be discussing. I invite you to follow along, empty your mind, and listen casually. It will be a night of song here on Radio Laurier. This week, we're going to be looking at Bob Dylan's career and his friends. Bob Dylan is often cited as an isolated figure, but I want to challenge this idea and dig into the relationships that Bob Dylan created with contemporaries of his generation. What I want to know is, who were Bob Dylan's friends? Who did he jam with? And how did these contributions with others elevate the experience of their music? We're going to be looking at Bob Dylan's collaborations with artists Joan Baez, George Harrison, the Traveling Wilburys, Allen Ginsberg, and finally, the 30th anniversary tribute concert for Bob Dylan. Before we begin, I want to play a selection of Bob Dylan and the Band. The Band was Bob Dylan's most famous backing group, who went on to release successful albums under their own name. In 1966, when Bob Dylan moved to Woodstock and disappeared from public sight, the Band moved next to him, and together they jammed in the basement of Big Pink, the house they lived at in Woodstock. At the time, Bob Dylan and the Band were playing these melodies for the sake of playing beautiful melodies. But recordings of music from Big Pink were later compiled and released as The Basement Tapes, a studio album that came out in 1975. I want to play for you a selection from this album. One of many to choose from. This is a new one for me. I think that the contents of this album, from the contents of this album, not one of them can really go wrong. So we'll see if that theory holds up. This is Too Much for Nothing, Too Much of Nothing by Bob Dylan and the band. Please enjoy the selection. Joan Baez began her career as a folk artist in Massachusetts in 1958. She was a very down-to-earth, humble person with the voice of an angel. She performed in local clubs as she studied in Boston University. And a very simple gal. Was not looking to make a fortune, just wanted to sing her soul out. And her debut album was released in 1960. She made a follow-up album in 1961. And these tracks were simple covers of traditional folk songs, contained a few originals, which was common for folk artists in those times. In the Newport Folk Festival of 1963, Joan Baez performed her usual catalog and integrated covers of Bob Dylan's recently released Breakthrough album. Later that evening, Bob Dylan took the stage and sang With God on Our Side as a duet with Joan Baez. It was hailed as a performance. At the end of the night, after Dylan and Baez and others had performed their sets, several artists took the stage and sang an ensemble of Blowin' in the Wind. Both Baez and Dylan participated, along with Peter, Paul, and Mary, who had driven Blown in the Wind into the mainstream audience later that year. That performance is viewed as one of the greatest in folk music history. Joan Baez soon struck up a relationship with Bob Dylan. However, it did not last very long, because Bob Dylan met Sarah Lodes, a former model he would soon marry. But Joan Baez remained in Bob Dylan's circle for many years. And among other friends, she was invited to participate in the Rolling Thunder Revue Tour of 1975. The collaboration between Bob Dylan and Joan Baez is best described by their duet at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963. As young up-and-coming musicians, their voices on this track are promising a future success. In the song, you can hear both Joan Baez's angelic voice and Bob Dylan's civil rights and anti-war position. This is With God on Our Side by Bob Dylan and Joan Baez live at the Newport Folk Festival of 1963. Please enjoy this selection. The Traveling Wilburys first came together to play songs with George Harrison. George Harrison was working on a B-side for an upcoming release and asked his friends to work on a song for him. One of those friends was Roy Orbison, the emotional ballad singer of the 60s who wrote Pretty Woman. Among the others were Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne from the Electric Light Orchestra. And George and his pals were contemporaries, but Roy Orbison was a more reverent musician. He was idolized by the other four. He came from an earlier generation. And together they recorded Handle With Care. This song, they presented it to the studio managers as George Harrison's B-side for an upcoming release, a single called This Is Love. And the managers could hardly believe what they heard, and they could not let this track go to waste on a B-side. Roy Orbison's legendary voice could not go to waste. So they pushed George to make this collaboration into an album. And together, the five Wilburys created a band and crafted songs they would enjoy singing together. Each of them composed, wrote, and performed a few songs, and they named the group the Traveling Wilburys. The album sold millions of copies and received wide attention from fans. It was a supergroup dream come true. And when it came to creating a follow-up album, Roy Orbison had unfortunately passed away. The remaining four Wilburys still crafted new songs together and released The Traveling Wilburys Volume 3. And there were no more volumes since then. So the Traveling Wilburys brought together several of Bob Dylan's friends together. And while artists often come together to feature in each other's songs, few of those collaborations lead to full albums like the Traveling Wilburys. This group, their songs are characterized as feel-good, upbeat songs meant to be sung together. Allen Ginsberg was a poet of the Beat Movement who rose to fame in 1955 with the visionary poem, Howl. His poetry was apocalyptic in nature. It criticized America for its materialism, and his lines were aimed at being dramatic and shocking. Between him and other Beat poets of the generation, they had quite an impact on Bob Dylan. At some point early in his career, Bob Dylan befriended Ginsberg and kept him by his side throughout the rest of his career. Ginsberg appeared in the background footage of the Subterranean Homesick Blues, a super decorated music video where Dylan is seen flashing cards with keywords of the song, dropping them onto the street as the song played. It's a very well-known music video. And Ginsberg was apparently lurking in the back of that footage. Ginsberg was with Dylan immediately before the infamous performance at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival, where Dylan performed with an electric guitar and was booed viciously by his once loving and supportive fans. And Ginsberg was also invited to both the UK tour of 1965 and the Rolling Thunder Review tour of 75. So he traveled a lot with Bob Dylan. And as a poet, Ginsberg learned music from Dylan, just as Dylan learned to be a visionary from Ginsberg. As a dramatist and not a singer, Ginsberg's poetry lacked the discipline of songwriting. His poems were long and they were generous. In songwriting, artists learn to be conservative and learn to compress the amount of words they want to fit into the verses, to fit the form of the song. And with Bob Dylan, Ginsberg sought to reconcile his works with the discipline of songwriting. And after some time, he achieved some kind of notable results. Out of curiosity, I want to hear one of Allen Ginsberg's collaborations with Bob Dylan. As mentioned, Ginsberg became dedicated to songwriting during his touring with Bob Dylan. In 1994, he released an album, and this was the breakthrough hit. On October 16, 1992, a collection of artists united to perform a tribute concert for Bob Dylan's 30th anniversary of launching into the music industry. In New York City's biggest stage, the Madison Square Garden, 25 artists came together to perform remarkable covers selected from Bob Dylan's catalog. These artists included Stevie Wonder, Johnny Cash, Eric Clapton, Tracy Chapman, Neil Young, Pearl Jam, The Band, George Harrison, Tom Petty, and a few more. The four-hour-long concert saw an array of performers dedicate their admiration and pay homage to Bob Dylan. Fans filled the audience, cheering for the legends that came before them and played their favorite Bob Dylan hits. As the night drew to an end, Bob Dylan himself appeared on stage and performed some of his own songs. What followed was a history-making performance that can be cited as one of the greatest group efforts Bob Dylan has ever been involved in. With fellow Wilburys George Harrison and Tom Petty, and featuring three more companions, Neil Young, Eric Clapton, and Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, they sang together a version of Bob Dylan's My Back Pages from the 1964 album Another Side of Bob Dylan. This recording will go down in history. The six rock stars traded lines and played back and forth. Eric Clapton obviously broke off into a mind-breaking guitar solo halfway through, and George Harrison's lines received the greatest applause out of the set. After My Back Pages, the entire set of performers, the 25 tribute artists, and Bob Dylan came onto the stage and delivered a rendition of Knocking on Heaven's Door. The 30th anniversary tribute concert was the ultimate collaboration of Bob Dylan and his friends. He brought together artists that spanned different generations: Johnny Cash, Pearl Jam, the surviving members of the band, and his old pals George Harrison and Tom Petty. Bob Dylan showed the world that he was surrounded by people who admired and supported him. The collaboration for My Back Pages goes down as my favorite collaboration of Bob Dylan and friends. The trade-off between lines exceeds the works of the Traveling Wilburys. I invite you to enjoy the selection of this historical treasure. And that's the episode for this week. I hope you had the chance to appreciate some of the collaborations and duets delivered here on this radio hour, and that you've learned something about Bob Dylan, maybe even about some of the people he called friends. I appreciate all the listeners and anyone tuning in from home.